Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And you know, by the way, you know who I always say covers a lot of ground themselves? That is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area, newest one being in Helena. Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week at all their locations. You can get like your shots and your x-rays there on the spot. And oh, by the way, they'll see all ages. I'm talking like, I always say, geriatric down to pediatric, they can cover all of it. So Southern Immediate Care, by the way, is who I use personally. And I don't say that because they advertise. I'm not kidding. I was already using them, so pleased with who they were and the fact that it was always so clean and friendly and professional. And I just asked them, hey, I could talk about y'all. Would you be willing to advertise on Right Side Radio? Well, it turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So that was easy. But yes, Southern Immediate Care. You need something, even on a Saturday morning, you look them up. Find the location nearest to you. Head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Going to the phones right now. Is that Jeffro? Jeffro from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
I'm sitting here for about an hour and a half at the Falkville Yard waiting on trailer. You got a place to put me up tonight?
They holding you up big time, man. You're usually halfway home by now.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Blessings on you. Maybe some artificial intelligence will kick in and they can load your truck for you.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to say. You know, with Joe Biden, since there is no RI, real intelligence, you have to use AI because...
So you're saying that Biden couldn't have made that phone call himself. They had to use a fake voice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about it. He was actually coherently talking and stuff. I'm figuring, you know, if you want to fool everybody, you got to take the computer the AI is in and was doing Joe Biden, hit it with a fire hose or whatever, and maybe it'll start short-circuiting and then it'll come out, I got hairy legs or something, you know. And then people will think it is a real McCoy.
Yeah, just make it sound like feeble and defeated, and all of a sudden you'll realize, oh, that is really Joe Biden. Oh my gosh.
Just put a bunch of random words together, and that's our president.
Oh, you know, funny, not funny. You know what I'm saying?
Even Fetterman's sounding a lot better nowadays.
Well, you know what? That's because Fetterman went off and got some mental health assistance, and suddenly he's conservative. It's crazy.
He short-circuited, I'm afraid. It took him to where he's supposed to be, I guess.
Maybe so. Well, all right, let me get you down to the nitty-gritty of our topic, too. So, artificial intelligence in political campaigns, how do you feel about it?
Well, it's not necessarily all right for, you know, Republicans really don't need it, but the Democrats do because... you know, like I say, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together. They have to. You know, I keep waiting for them to have something mechanical to stick up his back to make his mouth move, and then have the artificial intelligence speak for him.
I mean, like in the
just like a puppet.
So basically, what you're saying is, if you go down to Disney in a few years and you go to the Hall of Presidents, the Joe Biden animatron is going to look just like Joe Biden and move like him too, right?
Well, only if it's short circuits. I mean, it'll have to go and walks around and can't find its way off stage, maybe.
All right, man. Hey, listen. I hope your day doesn't get too long, brother. You get loaded up quick. I pray and hit the road.
Well, it was a 15-hour day yesterday, I'm afraid this day is going to be the same. So,
well, those of us that benefit from a supply chain run by people like you appreciate you. Just so you know.
Thank God it's almost Friday.
So all right, brother. We'll see you. Take care.
Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, man.
See ya.
Wow, we got great listeners. I mean, there are times. I mean, that's one of those moments too. Like I think I wish I had thought to say that. but yeah, artificial intelligence in elections and campaigns. So here's a piece from NCSL, which if you're not familiar, is the National Conference of State Legislatures. It's like a national organization that helps state legislatures find model legislation they can share back and forth and talk about the issues and yada, yada, yada. And it points out right here in a piece that came out just about a month and a half ago, it says people have always attempted to alter or misrepresent media to influence an election. Some states have criminal impersonation laws that were enacted before the internet, which may, you know, apply to AI if you retroactively apply it. But what we're looking at now are far more detailed things that they're calling deepfakes, synthetic media, or deceptive media, and that's where we are. So you've heard me already talk about the fact that this in New Hampshire, residents were getting a fake phone call sounded just like Joe Biden. Well, here's a piece from NBC News. It's not just in New Hampshire. People are facing stuff all over the place. And so there's a number of state legislatures that are starting to get busy with this. And by the way, some of them, I get a little concerned when I see some of the more blue states, if you will, taking action because I don't trust them on election issues. But I can't find fault with what they're doing here. And I haven't read the details of the bill. I don't know the ins and outs, the nuances of it. But point being made here in this article from NBC that came out a couple of days ago. It says, through most of 2023, a handful of states, 14 to be exact, have enacted legislation or begun pursuing legislation that would tackle the challenges of AI and deepfakes in political campaigns. It says, one expert named Robert Weissman, who's the president of a watchdog group called Public Citizen, he says, the good news is states are rushing to fill the gap. State bills are attempting to tackle the issues and tend to fall into two categories. One is disclosure, and the other is bans. So disclosure requirements say it typically requires a disclaimer to be placed on any media created with the use of AI, meaning if you've got something generated where it tends to, you know, change the imagery or create, you know, new imagery or false imagery, if you're going to do that, you have to brand it by saying the following or the attached has been, you know, generated through the use of artificial intelligence, yada, yada, yada. You have to have a disclosure. Okay, there's that. The other one is an outright ban. On the bans, it says there are usually some nuanced exceptions. Like, for instance, it says Michigan enacted a law last year, doesn't enforce a ban if a disclosure has been shared. Okay. And if the person responsible for the media doesn't know that it falsely represents it, meaning if you got caught off guard because somebody in your campaign freelanced for you thinking they were doing a good thing and you didn't know it, there's not going to be penalties. Otherwise, though, there could be penalties. All right, we got places like Alaska, Florida, and then Democrats in Colorado working on disclosure bills. You've got Democrats in Hawaii, South Dakota, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Republicans in Indiana and Wyoming, all introducing legislation that would actually ban it outright. So what I'm saying is this. State legislatures are the firewall. There is an absence of national legislation. And so you've got things like this coming out of Colorado. Colorado, the same state that tried to taken Trump off the ballot for right now. In fact, it's Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. Yep, her. Well, story that came out 3 days ago says the Colorado Secretary of State is introducing legislation aimed to prevent AI interference in elections. All right. Hers is going to be designed to regulate the use of AI through actual bans, I believe. No creation of deepfakes. No manipulated media content. And then we're going to have to look at whether or not they actually had disclosures. So there's going to be disclosures and bans mixed in with hers, I believe. Butters is shaking his head. You feel like there's two behind the power curve, can't catch up? I mean, I don't argue with that. I think you're probably right. And that's the problem is that a lot of legislation, I don't want to call it all knee-jerk, but a lot of it is reactionary. You don't start. And I had somebody one time in the legislature, we were passing a piece of legislation, I've forgotten what it was for. It was a Democrat saying, there's not even a whole lot of crime on that kind of thing right now. And I said, well, the reality is if you wait until the crime occurs, then all we're doing is reacting. But truth be told, you don't always enact a law until you know there's a problem. Well, right now, we got problems.
Yeah, I mean, as a guy that works with media and has for years, like, That's the photo. I don't know if you've seen what DeSantis. I did a quick search on yeah, Trump and
for
and
y'all's
Fauci.
Benefit, it's the hugging of Fauci.
Yeah, and looking at it, and now it's when I Google it, it's marked because it's in an article talking about an AI. But if that photo was just put on the internet, and some staffer, like, I mean, there's just okay. It's a great idea. How are you going to regulate that?
Yeah.
Tell me how you're going to remotely enforce. And on top of that, that's all assuming, okay, great for the campaigns, but what about other, you know, non-state actors or all the other people that want to run influence campaigns?
Here's the thing. I don't disagree fully, but I will say this. You could also say that about expenditures. Yeah. There's always a campaign that gets lost because they don't follow up the laws on line iteming your expenditures correctly. But the responsible campaigns have already trained their staff, and they know what to do, and they've got people who corral the messaging, and they've got people who corral the finances, and they've got people who know when they've got their left and right limits and they can't breach them. And then when they see it, they self-disclose. That was not us. We apologize. We will get that corrected right away.
And I mean, to be fair, I'm not remotely saying, like, that's great. Like, pass the legislation. Like, start somewhere. Like, start doing something. And yes, at least regulate the formal campaigns. But, yeah, I mean, this is, it's a can of worms.
It is.
And it's, you know, yeah, you got to figure out how to work through it, work with it. And, you know, saying things like, we're just going to ban it. I don't think that's going
to
work.
I think there's going to have to be, well, I think there's going to be some measure of bans. I think what you have to say is campaigns cannot knowingly generate false images of another candidate or, for that matter, portray themselves. Like, for instance, what you don't want to see is a guy who served in the military takes a picture of him in uniform and then generates an image of him serving in the war zone where he never served. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't generate your own fake imagery to make yourself look better. At the same time, you can't take the whole thing like Trump hugging DeSantis or hugging Fauci. Or you can't, for that matter, create like really lewd photos of somebody and pretend that you caught them in the act. But ban some, but there's always going to be the caveats if you didn't know.
Yeah, but AI's not, it's nothing new. I mean, I've seen locally here in Gadsden, I've seen campaign stuff that's gone on that is like the they know 100% what they're putting out, and it may not be in photos, but it is misinformation that is being put out. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Or you take a picture of a candidate and you caught them, like you took a snippet out of their like out of a video, like somebody's face is moving in a video for that half second there. It looks funny if you stop it right there, when really what they're doing is smiling. It looks like they're like slurring or, you know, falling apart. And you take that and make that the image.
It's dicey. That's politics.
Sometimes it's politics. Sometimes it's called a lie. All right, we're going to take the last break of the day. Big Rig, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. Headed into the break, coming right back. We may wrap this up, but I also have so many of your text messages that I probably got to catch some of those. Been a good day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. It feels like you weren't being counted at all the way it's currently done. I agree. I may even see if I can propose that. I wish I'd thought of that when I was still in the legislature. I know we could have gotten that passed. Okay, I tell you what, I'm gonna check into that. Wendell from Baton Rouge says, not that we have too much to worry about with y'all saying anything inappropriate, but your conversations can be heard under the bumper music. Okay, so thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, well, if we're a hot mic, and just know that we tend to talk nice even during the breaks. But Brandy from Athens says, Butters can't leave. I am now heartbroken. Butters. Brandy from Athens doesn't want you to leave.
I'm not leaving.
He's just not running the board every day.
I just won't be here every day.
It's going to be tough shoes to fill, though, for me. Because he's a smart guy. He knows a lot.
He does. He's a smart guy. He knows a lot. And sometimes he'll make sure you know that he knows a lot.
Hey, I'm right here. I'm sitting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Not even, like, save it till tomorrow. Come on.
No. You know what? You're right. You do have big shoes to fill, but luckily you brought some big shoes with you.
Yeah.
So So we'll get to know Big Rig even more so over the days to come. But he's got his own interesting story, not the least of which is the fact that he's a veteran of the Air Force, F-16 jet engine mechanic, and also played in a band and toured for a number of years.
Yep.
You got a crazy. I thought I had a crazy resume.
I do have a crazy. It's mostly music, but yeah, I was in the military for a brief time.
But they wouldn't let you have your hair when you're in the military.
No, I had short hair.
Well, he was Air Force. I mean, y'all do some crazy stuff over there, but All right. Ed P. from Huntsville says, Phil, the ES&S voting machines in Alabama are not secure, he says. If you want the truth, you need to speak with Bob Retsch and Rebecca Rogers at Focus on America. I know, and by the way, Ed P., I appreciate you saying that. I am less concerned about Alabama's systems than I am with some of the ones who apparently don't care and maybe want them compromised, it seems like, in other places. There will always be those that say there's a piece that could have been done better. And right now, I will tell you that I think Alabama is really pretty much the pinnacle in terms of getting as much done as we can get done. Robert from Athens says, have you noticed the uncanny resemblance in speech patterns of Joe Biden and Max Headroom? Max Headroom. I'd forgotten about Max Headroom from the 80s, which means you probably haven't heard of it, Big Rig, but it's all right. John from Huntsville. Okay. John from Huntsville says, I sent my grades in early. I hope you got them. He says, Phil, you and Big Rig both get a solid A for your equally solid performances. However, today's co-winners with an A+ are Butters, Lee, and Jeff from Indiana. Congratulations. Also wanted to say that since tomorrow is Groundhog Day, if anybody can play Groundhog sound effects, they will earn 10 extra credit points. Is there, what do groundhogs sound like?
I don't know.
Is there a groundhog sound effect?
We're going to have to find one. I don't know what they sound like.
All right, well, Big Rig, I tell you what, if you get out there and find out there is indeed a groundhog sound effect and we can play it, then we'll play it.
What was the song that he woke up to every morning in Groundhog Day on the alarm clock?
Oh, yeah.
That would be the sound that comes to my mind. But
I think they meant the groundhog itself.
Noise the groundhog makes. John did ask a question earlier. He said, I wonder if Jeff from Indiana can rap.
Oh, you know what?
I was going to ask Jeff when we were on the phone, but.
So Jeff from Indiana, the question has been raised by John from Huntsville whether or not you can rap. And I know you've got all those hours in the truck. You could practice. So go ahead and get your beatbox going and get her done, man.
I think Ben Shapiro may have led the conservative movement down the wrong path.
By the way, Jeff from Indiana did text in and said, going to miss you, Butters, but welcome aboard, Big Rig. So there you go. Jeremy from Huntsville says, why the heck isn't anyone making fun of Joe Biden's middle name? His middle name? What is his middle name?
Because there's plenty of other stuff. I don't know.
I'm about to Google it.
I've forgotten what it is. I don't even remember. Lewis from Trinity says, Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe. What are we talking about here?
Did that come in on the Groundhog Day? Is that the song?
His middle name is Robinette.
Robinette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to move on. Ken from Harvest says, I got you, babe. The song from... Oh, they're texting it in. We have an audience that is like in real time with us right now.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, I got you, babe. The song
who
from
needs
Groundhog
Google?
Day.
Who needs Google?
Lewis and Trinity. Lewis from Trinity and Ken from Harvest both nailed it. And Wanda from Somerville says the song was, I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. And then Lee from Huntsville says the name is... Robinette. And she also says, I will win over John eventually, Lee from Huntsville says.
Oh, come on. You win plenty.
You know what? I think John finally caught on that we had caught on to his grading system that was always favoring the ladies when they came on the show. And now he's realizing he has to compensate differently. All right, listen, do I hear music in the background? I think I do. That means we're about done. All right, you guys, listen, y'all have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow at 2:00. Y'all have a good one.